Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we all know that kids love the game of hide and seek. Kids love to hide and then to be found. It's fun finding a good hiding spot and having someone come and find you. It's fun to hide. It's fun to seek. As we look at our Genesis text this morning, we see a game of hide and seek. As we look at our text from Genesis, we see a game of hide and seek going on in that garden. And our text begins with trouble in paradise. God has just created the world and made everything good. He made Adam from the dust of the ground and made everything good. He gave him the breath of life. He gave him a task of working and keeping up the Garden of Eden. God gave him a purpose. He also gave him a companion, Eve, who was to be his helper and partner. Adam and Eve could eat from the tree, any tree of the garden, except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when they would eat it, they would surely die. But now enter Satan, who slyly slithered toward them as a sweet-speaking serpent, with assuring words and empty half-truths. Satan hissed. He hissed his lies to Eve, and she ate the forbidden fruit. When she saw it was pleasing to the eye and good for food, she gave it to her husband, and Adam ate. Their eyes became open, just like the serpent had said. They now knew good, the good they had lost, and now they knew evil, the evil now within them. Sin had corrupted and defiled them and their nature. They lost their purity and their innocence. Their nakedness became something unpleasant and filled with shame. Their nakedness reminded them of their sin and shame. Adam and Eve tried to cover up their sin. They used fig leaves to cover themselves up. Now, that might work in hiding their nakedness from each other, but not before God. When they hear God, they decide to hide in the trees of the garden. They use the old hide-and-seek logic of, if he cannot see me, he cannot find me. But that never works. You only fool yourself. Adam and Eve found that out. It is here that the game of hide-and-seek begins. As God walks through the garden in the cool of the day, they decide to hide themselves among the trees. So God calls out, "Where are you?" However, it is strange for God to ask this. Well, why? Because he just created the whole universe, and he knows exactly where they were. It's a question meant for Adam. It is an invitation, not a condemnation. It is a call of mercy and love. And where are Adam and Eve? They are separated from God. They used to be in his presence, but now fearfully flee from it. Separation from God in the Old Testament always leads to death, both spiritually and physically. And tragically, they are also separated from each other. Sin drives them apart. Just look at Adam's response. Hearing God's call, Adam steps forward. He is found, and Adam tells God that the reason he hid was because he was naked and afraid. To that, God says, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" Adam takes no responsibility, but blames both Eve and God. "The woman who gave to be with me," he says, but Eve follows suit and blames the serpent that God created. "He deceived me," she said. "Yes, there is trouble, big trouble in paradise. Where are you, Adam and Eve? You are away from God and away from each other. Sin separates. Stop hiding." When you look at it, Adam and Eve aren't the only ones who play this hide-and-seek game. You know, we do too. God calls out to us, where are you? And like Adam and Eve, we too try to hide from God. We might think that our sin might be way too big or too bad to ever try to hide it from God. We might think that our sin might be too big or bad to be forgiven. Maybe we forgive ourselves for what we have done and think that God might not either. Maybe we don't even acknowledge our sin and try to hide it from our sight. Perhaps shame and embarrassment for what we have done or said crashes all over us like a tidal wave, and it can be seen to overwhelm and consume us. So as a result, we might try to distance ourselves from God or evade him altogether. We hide among the trees. We are separated from God. It is our brokenness that we cry out with the psalmist, O Lord, hear my voice. God, where are you? God is in the garden, promising victory over the old foal that deceived that deceptive servant, the devil. God is in the woman's seed, taking on human flesh in your Son, Jesus Christ, for you and for me. Jesus paid with his outstretched arms on the cross, and we are welcomed into God's family. No matter where we hide, God can always find us, and he will. You are in the water and the Word, where we are joined in Jesus' death and resurrection. You are in the bread and the wine, where you say, take, eat, take, drink for the forgiveness of sins. You are in the Word. Where are you? You are with God and have restored relationship because of Jesus Christ. You are part of his family again and no longer are separated. You will one day be with him in paradise, a paradise far greater than the Garden of Eden. We may hide, but God will always seek and will always find. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.